What's she doing? Jumping?
Jumping?
Yes.
That cat's did.
Jumping like this, and why have you got the yellow helmet on?
Oh, not the one. No fire engine yet.
No fire engine yet?
That was broken.
What's broken?
The fire engine broke.
The fire engine's stuck in the mud?
Yeah.
Why are you expecting the fire engine coming?
Lofty.
Are you talking about Lofty? Has it got something to do with Bob the Builder?
No, get the steps ready for you.
Get the steps ready for you.
Bit in the mud. No scoop. Oh dear.
No scoop. That's another character from Bob the Builder, isn't it? Mm-hmm. No scoop. Who's scoop?
No. Two seeds. Flower, Purdy.
A flower, yes. I'm about to feed Purdy and there's a flower in the middle of her plate. It's the pattern on the plate, isn't it? You won't see it in a minute. Because I'm going to put the food on top of it, look.
What a turnip. Mate. Having fish?
Yeah. Actually, yes, it's
having fish.
It's whiskers with salmon, Thomas. Are you asking Purdy if she likes fish?
Like it. Like salmon.
Like it? Like salmon?
Yeah.
Yes, I think she does like salmon.
Yeah. Where the doobody and the lofty.
Are you pretending to be a digging machine now?
No.
No?
A skip.
Oh, a skip. Well, Thomas is pretending to be a skip. Are you all, Purdy? There we are. We'll let Purdy get her food.
Food.
And shall we change her nappy while she's eating? Yes, I think so. No, if you're playing at being a fire engine, don't do it while Purdy's eating. Let's have a quick nappy change and then we can have something to eat. Mummy's just going to pour herself a cup of tea because I made it so it'll be getting very strong, won't it?
That's funny. Maybe strong.
Very strong.
That's good.
No, don't touch her while she's eating. She's going for breakfast, isn't she?
Like a train is.
Like a train?
Like a crane.
Oh, like a crane. Yes, it's a bit of foam from the changing mat. It's come away from the main bit of the changing mat. And are you lifting it up like a crane?
What made it? Bye!
Bye-bye. Oh, you're a big boy, aren't you?
Hello, I turn a policeman.
A policeman? Are you big like a policeman?
No.
No.
Boy.
A boy, you're a boy. Yes, you're not a policeman, are you? But you're a big boy, Thomas.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a very tall boy.
Yeah.
Not a small boy, are you?
No.
Are you tall?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, oh no. Mummy's like smack.
You're smacking Mummy with that piece of foam?
No, crane.
It's a crane, isn't it? Purdy's finished her breakfast now.
Look, Tommy.
Oh, she's going back upstairs now. She's been outside, hasn't she? She came in for some breakfast. I'd imagine she's going to go upstairs now for a little sleep by the radiator. Because it's very cold outside this morning.
Mm.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Not too bad inside.
It's
very frosty outside.
Mm. Wet.
No, it's not wet, but the houses behind us will have frost on their roofs. Little bits of white on the slates.
A bit of white.
It's frost.
Bit of white.
No, it's a white colour.
White.
That's
blue
right.
Blue too.
Blue too. No, they're not blue. They're just white.
Red too.
Oh dear, well, he's tired. Is Thomas tired? Is Thomas very tired? Why are you whispering? Thomas, why are you whispering? Are you whispering happy birthday?
Yes.
Well, whose birthday is it?
It's Grandad's.
Grandad's? Oh, it was Grandad's birthday a long time ago. And it was Grandma's birthday after that.
Mummy's birthday.
No, Mummy's birthday isn't until May. My birthday is a month after yours. No, your other grandma. Grandma who's coming today. It's her birthday on the 13th of December, so that's next month. And Purdy has a birthday in December.
But the Tommy with blue. Blue candle.
Blue candle? Yes, we could have a blue candle on a cake for Purdy, couldn't we?
Yes.
7th of December, that's Purdy's birthday. Do you know what else is happening on the
7th? Birthday.
No, you're pretending to blow the candles out. Do you know what's happening on the 7th of December? The toddler group were having a Christmas party. Oh, yes. I can't think why you didn't go to the Christmas. Oh, I know. Last year when they had a Christmas party, Mummy was poorly. Mummy and Daddy were both poorly. And I was really disappointed because we'd heard a lot about the Christmas party. Father Christmas was coming. There was lots to eat and games to play. And Mummy and Daddy were both poorly. And we missed it, didn't we?
You did. Oh, look at my rose everywhere.
What's everywhere?
Crumbs everywhere, okay.
Crumbs everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, what, from the birthday cake?
Yes.
So this year we'll have to go to toddler group Christmas party in the morning. And then, I don't know what we're doing in the afternoon, but at tea time we can have a cake with candles on it for Purdy's birthday, can't we? And we can sing happy birthday to Purdy. And I think we need to buy her a new plate, Thomas, because Mummy broke one a while ago. Shall we buy her a new plate for her birthday?
No.
No? What do you think she'd like?
A cake.
You think she'd like a cake?
No. No, he didn't eat the water cake.
Eating a water and a cake?
Yes.
Oh, Purdy wouldn't really like to eat the cake, would she?
No.
The cake's for us. The cake's so that we can sing happy birthday to her. And then for Christmas, I think we might get her a new bed. What do you think to that? A nice little bed to sleep in.
A purple bed.
She's getting very old and she likes to spend a lot of time asleep now, doesn't she? In front of the radiator. She's a lucky cat, isn't she?
No.
Oh, she is, Thomas.
No.
A lot of pussycats don't get spoiled by Purdy, though. There we are. Are you ready for breakfast now?
No.
What do you want to do?
A policeman.
A policeman?
I'll be a policeman.
Why are you talking about policemen?
The bulb.
A big bulb? Are you looking at the dining room light, are you? A big bulb up here.
Not a jet. Is it a big bulb up here?
A big bulb up here? What's that nice big bulb? Right.
Look, one ship come back.
One ship come back?
One ship with an lamp on top. Two ones gone.
Two ones gone?
Yes, tummy and...
Oh, your tummy. Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah. You can see, yes. Well, they're not really chips, Thomas, they're roast potatoes, but there were a few left from last night's dinner. And I've left them in a dish on the worktop. They've got to go out today. Not to go in the rubbish bin, because they're not very nice to eat, are they?
No.
Not the day afterwards. There's only two there. But I see what you're meaning. You're talking about a chip left over, and the others went in your tummy. Is that what you're meaning? You put the lampshade on your head like a hat, haven't you?
No.
Oh, steady.
40 pounds.
40 pounds? You're a big 40 pounds.
No.
Yes.
No. Come, Mummy. Having the breakfast. We're having the breakfast.
What are we having for breakfast? And what would you like for breakfast?
Crispies.
Rice Krispies?
No.
Cornflakes?
No. Smarties, please.
Smarties, please. Sorry. No.
Yeah.
No. Let's just brush your hair, won't you?
Sorry, Mummy. My hair is muddy. Up there.
Yes, I know where they are, Thomas. I know exactly where they are. You're oh. But you're not having one.
Yeah.
No. Oh, don't get so upset. Come on, Smarties aren't for breakfast, are they? No, they're not. We'll have to start having porridge again now. It's getting colder time. You used to like ready breakfast and porridge, didn't you? Oh, I can see the squirrel. He's running along the fence, but I don't think he's coming this side today. He seems to be running along the fence and behind the trees. He must be burying some nuts somewhere else, because he's been using our pot of lavender, and he was burying some nuts underneath your swing the other day, wasn't he? He's just found a new hidey hole somewhere. Does your mouth hurt?
No, let's have us one Smarties, please.
Pardon?
One Smartie.
One Smartie?
Please.
Well, just let Mummy wipe the table. And then we'll see about one Smartie whilst we get breakfast ready. We'll see if it's one Smartie, Thomas. That's all it is. One Smartie. Just one.
Yeah. One Smartie, please. Oh, washed.
Yes, I've washed the table, haven't I? I've given it a wipe. Did you say a red one?
Have a green one.
What do you say? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good boy. Right, let's get you your chair moved up towards the table. That's right. And pop up the bun. Look at that. That's Tigger from Winnie the Pooh on the front of your bib.
What's that one's mom?
Take it out.
Mummy got me a downstairs trunk transform.
Mummy? Mummy downstairs come from?
Bin. Down there.
I don't quite know what you mean.
And Mummy doing a big transform.
What's Mummy doing a big transform?
Alice barking.
Alice is barking, yes, Alice next door is barking. She's either frightening a squirrel or she's been frightened by the squirrel, yeah. I would imagine that she's seen this squirrel and she's having a little bark. Oh yeah, that's the last of the juice, isn't it?
Yeah. Hold it around and empty.
It's empty now, yes.
One drop there.
A little drop. We'll pour some water into the bottle of that. There we are, and then we get a little drop out. So we'll have to go to the shops. Well, Grandma and Grandma will have to go to the shop, perhaps.
A buy. What are you going to buy?
Well, some more juice, a new bottle of juice.
A bag to the candy.
You're talking about the song. Hippity hop down to the shop to buy a stick of candy. One for you, one for me, and one for
Sister Sandy.
Sister Sandy, that's right. So we'll have to go hippity hop down to the shop to buy a bottle of Ribena. One for you, one for me, and one for Thomas Henry.
Thomas Henry and me.
A fuss about having a Smartie and you haven't even eaten it. What are you doing? Rolling your beaker of juice over the top of the Smartie.
Stop!
Just remember, Thomas, if you drop your juice on the floor and the lid comes off, that's the end of no more.
Oh, I'm finding it.
What are you going to find? The Smartie? You find the Smartie when you've moved the beaker of juice.
We'll eat it. Eaten one up.
Eaten one up?
Yeah. Mama did one. Oh. What? I gave one.
Thank you, giving me your Smartie. Very kind. I don't think I'll eat it though, Thomas, thank you.
No.
I don't really want a Smartie at breakfast time, thank you very much. Let's pop some milk on the Rice Krispies. What will that make them do? Would you be able to hear a noise? Is that crack and pop? I can't find your spoon, Thomas. I don't know what's happened to it. I'll have to give you a spoon like Mummy's going to have.
The green one gone.
Has the green one gone?
Green one gone.
Well, have you eaten the Smartie?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's where it's gone then.
Green one gone too.
The red one's gone too.
Pink one's here.
And the pink one's there. Yes, she had four Smarties, a red one, a green one, a pink one.
I don't know what.
Well, we said it was red, pink, green. Was this an orange one, perhaps?
Yeah.
What's happened? Oh, you've dropped this on the floor, I think. Have
it. Have it.
Oh dear, yes, I'll find it. There we are.
Oh, Rice Krispies.
It says Rice Krispies. So, what's happened to your spoons, Thomas? We've got a knife and a fork, but you've got two spoons and they're both missing. Been hiding them?
No.
And I washed up last night before going out. Oh, it's alright, I can see. Just thinking, I washed up before I went out. But Daddy put the things away and he's put the two spoons in one of the beakers, I can see them now. Oh, Mummy's having some cornflakes.
So okay.
We'll be able to swap, won't we?
Like throwing them away apart.
You're making a lot of noise. It tastes better. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, please. I think it feels very cold this morning, Thomas. Would you like your dressing gown on, or are you alright?
Alright.
You're alright. Mummy's going to go upstairs for hers because I feel very cold. You keep looking through the window to see if the postman's coming. And I'll just go and get my dressing gown.
She's come back!
Can you come back?
She.
Soon?
Yeah.
Is she going to work?
Yeah.
She's
gone off.
That's right, she's driven off. She's gone to work, hasn't she? That's why Mummy's got to go today. And Daddy's got to work already, hasn't he? Daddy went to work at 7:30 this morning, which is quite early. Just seen two magpies out of the window when I was looking at Sue. That's supposed to be lucky, Thomas, to see two. If you see one on its own, it's one for sorrow. If you see two together, two for joy. Happy. Because we've seen two magpies.
Happy,
what colour are magpies? They're black and white, aren't they? They're those big black and white birds that look at Purdy when they see them. You want to hold a box of cornflakes? What can you see on the box?
That picture of the sunshine coming out.
Picture of the sunshine coming out, that's right.
Hey, you.
A box of Kellogg's cornflakes.
Oh, you want to have another thing?
Let me have another. Can you see the cockerel?
Yes, it is.
Here it is. What does the cockerel say?
Cockerel.
You have a book, a Postman Pat's book. Postman Pat book. And it talks about Alf Thompson, one of the farmers, and it says a cockerel crows at Alf Thompson's farm. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Can you remember what happens? Mr. Thompson's milking his cows, and Postman Pat gives Dorothy a large parcel. What's in the parcel?
Like green Wellingtons.
Green Wellingtons, that's right. And she says, oh, Wellington boots, just what I need.
Open the molly door.
Now, don't open the cornflakes, Thomas, because you've got what we want. Mummy's got a bowl of cornflakes. You can have a look at the packet, certainly.
No. Thomas changed the cornflakes.
Thomas changed the cornflakes. Is it time for us to swap cereal?
Yeah.
Thank you. There you are. You have my cornflakes. Please, may I have your Krispies now?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Juice is making a funny noise when you're drinking it, isn't it?
Drink.
It's making a noise like a steam train. Psh. What can you see on the box?
Blueberry stuff and the jam.
What can you see?
Red brown, the green bacon, blue and bacon, the red brown stuff and the jam.
Oh, I see. You're looking at the box of cornflakes and there's an advert on the side for some honey rice crispies. Oh, I've not heard of honey rice crispies before. Because these are ordinary rice crispies. And it's showing the blue man, a green man with a red hat, and a man with a red shirt and a yellow hat. And the man with the red shirt has got his hand in the pot of honey. It's like jam, but it's honey. It's made by bees. Can you see the bees? Buzz, buzz. The bees are buzzing around the box.
Let's hurt.
No, they won't hurt, you know, because they're on the box. They're just a picture of some bees. I can't get my words out. It's just a picture of some bees, I should say. They're not actually bees, are they?
No.
But bees make honey, Thomas. Who eats honey? Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
He's always got a pot of honey, hasn't he?
Yes, Isabelle and her potty.
You're talking about Tom and Pippo and Sonia and Isabel in a potty?
Maybe.
What do you mean? Maybe one day you'll get round to using your potty.
Maybe. Come on, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing very, very well with potty.
Ready, steady.
Go!
Red
stock green glow. Every time you say green glow, you have a mouthful of Mummy's cornflakes, don't you? Oh, steady now. Be careful.
That's it, Mummy's van.
Talk about the ice cream van. Thomas, I never ever hear the ice cream van now, do you? Do you think he still comes?
Heard it.
You heard it? Well, you see, it's dark now, isn't it, in the evening? So we have the curtain drawn. curtains drawn so we perhaps don't see him, but usually he plays a little tune, doesn't he? So you'd think we could hear it. Because last year he came every single day, including Christmas Day, didn't he?
Sister?
Or perhaps it was every day but Christmas Day.
Stop talking.
You're telling me to stop talking so that you can listen for the ice cream bus van?
Tony, play a tune a moment.
In a minute it'll come and play a tune a moment. I don't think it'll come now, Thomas, because even when we knew he was coming every day, it was about 4, 5, 6 o'clock. Late afternoon, early evening, wasn't it?
That's a lot, Bertie.
Because it was a little while in the summer when we thought he'd stop coming because we didn't see him, and then after 2 weeks he came back, so he must have been on holiday. Thank you, big bus for big wheels. Is that what we say to the ice cream man if we buy ice cream? Thank you.
I want lunchy.
But I don't understand where he is. And the thing is, sometimes I think he might have thought it wasn't worth stopping here, because whenever he stopped, nobody came out to buy ice cream. But you live here. There's little Sam and Josh over the road. Charlotte, no, she's not called Charlotte, I think she's called Georgia. I never know the name, that little girl. And then there's Liam. And quite a few children.
Really?
We hardly ever went out, but Liam used to go out with his daddy nearly every evening, so I can't believe that the ice cream man...
Liam,
not William. Liam. No, don't bang with your spoon, Thomas. That's not right.
Hello!
It's a little bit cold anyway, I think, to be thinking about ice cream, isn't it? No, you're messing about now, Thomas. Would you like to finish these Rice Krispies? Thomas, would you like to finish these Rice Krispies?
No.
Just say no.
No.
No, thank you.
No.
Now, Thomas, turn the spoon round properly. You're trying to put the corn flakes onto the handle. You're being silly, aren't you?
No. That's it.
That's it. Have you managed?
I managed one.
That's a silly way to eat them. You can't go out somewhere and eat that. No, if somebody invited you round for a meal and you ate like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We went to see Ben and Charlotte, didn't we, yesterday?
Yeah.
For lunch?
Mm. For
her. Pardon?
Very happy women.
What are you talking about?
The
ice cream was fun. You're obsessed with ice cream, man. Oh, Lynn gave you an ice lolly, didn't she?
Mm.
An orange ice lolly. Because it was actually quite pleasant yesterday. It was still a little bit cold, but we all sat outside, didn't we? And you were playing with Ben in the Wendy house. Do you remember?
To Potkins. Potkins to Charlotte. Potkins to Thomas. Have a money.
Something Charlotte, something Thomas, have a money. So I'm not sure what your...
Cake.
Cake?
Yeah.
Well, you had cake as well, because what did you have? You each had a little chicken burger and a bread bun, a sesame seed bread bun, and some chips and peas, and then you had chocolate muffin for pudding. And you ate the chips and peas and one piece of bread but left the burger. Ben ate the burger but left the chips and peas. Then Lynn said, I wish I'd only done one meal and then it would have all been eaten. And then later on in the afternoon, you had some Maltesers and an ice lolly.
There's a flower. Oh no.
It was all done then, yes. I think you were quite full, weren't you? You were very tired last night. Because you'd been at playgroup yesterday morning. And then we'd gone to Lynn's house to play with Ben and Charlotte. And you'd been running around at their house and in the garden. And then we walked home. And it wasn't long before it was tea time. And then it was bath time and you were ready for bed, weren't you?
Ooh.
Do you remember we had you put your pyjamas on after your bath? And then you sat in the car when Mummy went to choir. And you went to sleep in the car. And when you got home, Daddy just lifted you into your bed, didn't he? And you didn't know anything about it.
No.
Because we were awake. We were awake.
I've done it again.
Yes, you were awake when we set off in the car. And now all of a sudden, it was Wednesday morning. Oh. No, don't bang, please. Thomas, don't bang. No, that isn't nice.
No.
No, it's not nice. Just eat properly. Come on, you've got a special spoon today. You've got Mummy's spoon. You've got Mummy's spoon.
No.
Going to have some toast in a moment.
Yes.
What shall we have on some toast? Some jam or marmalade or marmite?
Marmite.
Yellow marmite. You mean marmalade?
Marmalade and jam.
Marmalade and jam?
Marmalade and 17.
Yellow, red jam and brown jam. Well, there's strawberry jam, there's orange marmalade, or there's marmite. And I think marmite must be what you mean by brown jam, is it? Shall I clear these things
up? Yes.
Finished with your cornflakes?
Oh, no.
You're still eating them, are you? That's right. You finish them while I just slice some bread ready for the toast. Yesterday. Mm. She's started with a cold, hasn't she?
Isabel done a wee wee.
Isabel done a wee wee. Oh, I know what you're referring to. When we arrived at playgroup, we heard Sonia shouting, "Isabel, come and do a wee wee," didn't we? Were you impersonating Sonia then?
Me too.
No, I don't think she did, Tom.
Wee wee. Not a spoon carrying the bowl.
The spoon's carrying the bowl.
Have you
put the spoon underneath the bowl and you're pushing the bowl along the table?
Right.
So just be careful it doesn't all fall on the floor, Thomas, and you'll be cross, won't she? And I haven't really got time today.
No, walk.
Let's go for another walk. I haven't got time to start
cleaning.
No. Mummy's trodden on a cornflake. It was sticky on the bottom of her slipper.
Come.
Oh no, I don't think we need the ambulance, Thomas, just because I've got a sticky slipper. I think we'll manage.
I'm going to
open that Postman Pat's mobile shop run by Sam and Fireman Sam.
Yeah.
hasn't been yet, has he?
Oh dear! Put my hat, pull an egg. Push my hat, pull an egg.
Postman Pat has a poorly leg?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think he has, really? Ray doesn't come anymore, does he?
Yeah.
We miss seeing Ray, don't we? Ray was our postman for a long time and he's moved on. He's gone to Heaton Chapel. He doesn't walk round here anymore. So we have lots of different post people. We never have the same one.
Lady comes too.
A lady comes too. Yes, we have a post lady as well as a postman. Because when we had Ray, we knew Ray and he used to wave every morning, didn't he? And we used to wave back. And when it was Christmas and Easter, we used to give him something, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we can't do that now because we really don't know.
Eating bread.
Eating bread, yes. I'm just waiting for the toast to pop out of the machine. We don't know who the postperson is.
Pop.
You tell me when the toaster pops, won't you?
Oops.
Right, have you obviously finished with that now, Thomas? Let's look, your little bust is on the floor.
Push me.
Bertie the bus.
The bus of the bus. Like a funeral.
You are. Is the bus delivering letters?
You are a funeral.
Delivering letters through your door?
Numbers, I think.
What do you think?
A Lindus.
Lindus? Oh, is it delivering a letter to Lindus, you think?
You are. And to Rachel.
And to Rachel?
We are Rachel's. You are a letter through your door.
Yeah, you are a letter through your door. Who's staying with Auntie Linda at the moment?
What's that? Kate.
Kate?
You are Kate.
That's right, it's Auntie Linda's daughter, Kate. She's the lady that drives the white car, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she lives in Turkey normally, Thomas, which is a very long way away. But she's come back to stay for a few weeks on holiday.
Holiday
to
Spain.
Oh yes, well we went on holiday to Spain, but Kate lives in Turkey, so she's come on holiday to Stockport to see her mummy. Because Kate is Auntie Linda's little girl, just like your mummy's little boy. Kate is Auntie Linda's little girl, but she's not really a little girl, is she? She's a big girl. I'm going to be careful now.
Hello there. Mummy, pick it up.
Mummy, pick it up. Hold on in a second, darling. Just let me get some jam on the bread and then you can be eating your breakfast.
What do you eat it?
Purdy's had her breakfast already, hasn't she? I don't think she'll want to eat it. And Mummy's going to have hers, and then I've got to start getting ready for work. There we are, there's some with jam and some with Marmite. And Mummy's going to butter her piece and then put marmalade on it, so you can
hold it.
You can have a selection of things this morning. There we are. Looks nice. There you are, Poppet.
What's in the jams? Yeah.
The toast smells nice, doesn't it? looking very serious. What's the matter? Oh no, Thomas, pick it up and eat it properly.
Look, the juice came.
A bit of juice came? What are you doing, licking them all night off the toast? That's how Purdy eats, isn't it? Not how Thomas eats.
No, I don't.
This is the bottom of the jar of marmalade.
Let's go do it. That's what I want.
What would you like to do?
A day.
To hold the jar?
Nah.
Just a second, let me get the marmalade out. Put on the toast and then you can hold the jar. But you mustn't drop the jar because it's made of glass. And what happens to glass?
A pickle's done the glass.
The glass, what happens to glass if it's dropped? A big smash.
No.
A big smash and a crash. And we can do without that for this thing in the morning, can't we? We are done, and there's a piece now with some marmalade on for you. Trying to scrape the bottom of the jar so that you've got enough on there that you can taste it. There you are, sweetheart. Does it taste good? Got the strength to open the jar, Thomas. We need that special top, don't we?
That one's empty.
That one's empty and that one's better. It's full. The new one is full. There's somewhere, Thomas, I'm not quite sure what's happened to it. We've got a little rubber disc, haven't we, that we use when we're having a job to open jars, because it gives us a good grip. And it's usually hanging up there, and it's not there now. So I think we probably took it when Mummy was doing some judging in the summer. I think she took it with her so she could open the jars. I can see the postman.
What's here?
He's at the other side of the road. He looks like he might have been to Sue's house. Oh, Thomas, I can't open this jar. Oh, dear, dear, dear. I think I'll have to go without marmalade.
Can you still not see him?
There we are. I'll try a rubber glove, that's always good. Just gives a bit of extra grip, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear. No, it's no good. I can't open it. No. I'll have to leave it. See if Daddy's stronger than I am. Oh dear, dear.
Nothing.
It's a nuisance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind, I'll have some jam. I've not had jam for a while. Oh, it's not strawberry jam, it's raspberry jam, look. Lots of little seeds. Nice red jam. Raspberry jam, that's right. You like raspberries, don't you, Thomas?
Hold it.
Well, this one is full, Thomas, so you can hold it, but you've got to be extra careful.
Yeah.
Can you see the pictures of the raspberries on the front?
Mm.
Are you walking out for the postman?
No,
don't try and get that lid off, Thomas, because that one opens very easily. And if you open it and it tips up, all the jam's going to come running out, isn't it?
Crunch!
Would you like an apple when you've finished your toast?
Strawberry.
No, it's not a strawberry, is it? What is it?
Raspberry.
Yes.
A raspberry.
Are you pretending to take the lid of the jar? You're imitating me, aren't you?
And I'm going to do it.
No, we don't need that open now. You've got jam on your toast already.
No. That's the postman,
though. No, but keep watching because we know he's walking round. There he is.
Postman boy.
That's the postman.
Oh. Oh, now. We're off.
Where's he gone?
No.
He's going to fall and break. Shall Mummy go and see what postman's brought? What do you think he's brought?
One for Mummy, one for
Daddy, and one for the people who used to live in the house before we did.
One for Thomas.
No, it isn't one for Thomas, and this says private. Anyway, you have the envelope, and I'll see what it says inside. Oh, it's from Mother Care, which is where we buy your clothes, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, it's telling me that at Mother Care on the 17th of November and 8th of December there's 10% off everything all day. Oh, look, this picture of Winnie the Pooh. They've got a picture of Winnie the Pooh, and on the back, what are they showing there? What can you see?
Fish.
That's a little car that you ride around in at toddler group, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, and it's also telling us there's money off the little Lego sets, the Duplo range. Now you play with that quite a lot, don't you?
Well, there. Hold it.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Thomas. Isn't it? Oh, because there's a nice safari set here with the elephants and the little jeeps and crocodiles and palm trees. And that was one that we were going to buy. Well, I think it's called the Sandstone family. It looks a bit like the Flintstones. Oh, so that's good, isn't it?
A boy. A boy there.
Is there a boy there?
Yeah, no.
It's a boy like Thomas, is it? And what's the boy doing on the picture? Oh, he's playing with a workbench, Thomas. He must be pretending he's a joiner or perhaps a builder like Bob the Builder. Look, he's got lots of hammers and all sorts of tools.
But the elephants. Not the elephants. Elephants.
Can you not see the elephant? Let me show you. It's there, look.
elephant.
It's a green elephant.
Green elephant.
Well, you've already got an elephant from the Lego range and you're elephant.
No, one elephant.
Oh, there's another leaflet here now. What's that telling us? Oh, that's not telling us anything other than it's just showing us some of the things that you can buy in Mothercare. Oh, gosh, Thomas.
Wait.
Do you know what I can see on the back page?
Smarties.
A huge tub of Smarties. A giant Smartie super tub, that's called, Thomas.
Hold it.
Yes, got you. Oh, what's on the bottom? Right. We must keep those leaflets because...
Smarties.
You want to see the Smarties, do you?
I want this.
I can't see what you're pointing to, Thomas.
This is our chocolate.
It's something with chocolate. Is it a selection box, perhaps?
What's this? Another chocolate.
Another chocolate? Pop the leaflet
chocolate.
Oh, yes. Lots of chocolates and sweets on the back page.
Another chocolate.
Yes.
Daddy's sweeties.
Daddy's sweeties. You're pointing to a Kit Kat. Daddy likes Kit Kats, doesn't he?
Mmm.
And what can you see on the front of the leaflet, Thomas?
Cotton. There.
What can we see here?
There.
Look.
Look.
What are they?
This is.
They're called chatterbugs. They look like little ladybirds, but they're not really ladybird colours, are they? They're green and yellow.
Yellow. What's this? Yellow. White.
Yellow and white. They look a little bit like ladybirds. And look, can you see the mice?
Mice. What's this? There.
Some juice.
Yeah.
Can you see the snowman?
Snowman. The snowman.
Snowman. There's a snowman. And there's Father Christmas.
What a Christmas for Christmas. They brought down there.
Can you see Noddy?
The picture.
Where's Noddy? No, you're going to drop your juice from us. Put it like this. Where's Noddy? Who are you singing happy birthday to, Thomas?
Noddy.
Oh, happy birthday to Noddy. Oh, right. Have you seen Noddy on the television?
Oh, no.
I just wondered whether it was...
Yeah, Noddy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You're blowing the candles out and saying hooray. You have a Noddy book upstairs. I'm just wondering whether there's anything about...
Brushes.
Brushes, yes, but it's a Noddy toothbrush holder, isn't it? You know at the moment how we put your toothbrush in a beaker with your toothpaste? Well, that's it. Let's have a look. That's a special little holder, look. It's a special holder with Noddy and big ears. Now, big ears look like normal gnome, doesn't he? And it's holding two toothbrushes. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. A Noddy toothbrush holder. And those are little rattles with Father Christmas and a snowman on. Something like that would be nice for Abigail, wouldn't it? With a little stocking filler. Because you're a bit too big for rattles now.
Not a person which is. What van can't pull up.
The white van's arrived. Oh yes, it's not coming here, is it? It's going to one of the neighbours' houses. Perhaps it's bringing them a parcel. A big box.
The man over and then John.
Has the man got out of his cab?
Mm.
Well, a lot of aircraft again. Can you hear the aeroplane? I'm going to finish some of this toast.
The man coming.
Is he going? Oh yes, he's getting back in his van, isn't he? Be driving off in a moment. What do you think he's been doing?
Drove off the ladies.
He's driven off. Bye bye, man in a white van.
Green house. White house. Going backwards.
Oh yes, he's reversing. Right.
Gone now.
He's gone now.
Not going the ladies.
He went to Liam's house, didn't he? But Liam's at school, so he wouldn't see him. His daddy answered the door. And some of us have got to go to work. Mummy's got to go to work.
No, Mummy's going to Mummy's going to enjoy them. Song one, please.
The songs one, please. You want the video with the songs on it on?
Mm.
Now, we'll think about that. If I put the song video on, you could watch that while I get dressed, couldn't you? Oh look, can you see Felix sitting under the car on the pavement? Perhaps you can't see down there from where you're sitting. Felix is having a little rest. And he's sitting under a car.
Put it down. Put it down, Mummy.
No, Mummy's got to get on now, Thomas. I'm very sorry. I'd love to sit and chat to you all day, but I'll go and get dressed and then I'll come and talk to you again. Yeah?
No, I'll sit down.
I'll sit down in a moment.
Down.